bizarre. I don't know what you're doing, Sean, but that is disrespectful to Hanson.
What do you mean?
They are not a one-hit wonder.
Courtney, they are the definition of a one-hit wonder.
They are not.
Yes, they are.
I have no clue.
There's not a single song that they've ever performed other than that song that has ever topped any chart on the planet.
Well, did they have other hits?
Yes.
No.
This is not
yes,
my,
and you got to hear them on their show.
Not my wheelhouse.
Yeah, I don't either.
So I don't know.
Courtney, they are the definition of a one-hit wonder.
Like, this is not your wheelhouse, Greg.
Yeah.
And this is not my wheelhouse.
His wheelhouse? That's not nice.
Basketball is not Curtis's wheelhouse.
I've got a story right in front of me. Wiggy says if Ime Udoka was still the coach, the Celtics would not be losing.
And guess what? Joe Mazzulla proved me wrong. Prove me wrong. I admit I was wrong about Joe Mazzulla at the beginning.
I got to tell you something. I did not know that a throwaway line from you about Joe Mazzulla being the best coach currently in the NBA would create the backlash and the controversy that it has on the text line or in the Twitch chat.
I've never seen more uniform agreement with me ever on any topic
in my
life. Well,
that's because people have no clue. The Phoenix Suns, roster-wise, going into the season was viewed as a better roster than the Celtics.
Yeah, let's go back into the time machine. We're talking today, September 25th, 2024. The Celtics have the best roster in the NBA, and it ain't close.
You think it's not close?
Those who actually said eight to try and sound like a white blue-collar guy.
In the eyes of basketball people would tell you that the Celtics don't have they have a great roster. Don't get it twisted.
Okay.
But we're saying, in the eyes of basketball people,
let's keep moving the conversation.
We're not moving the conversation. You're asking a bunch of homers, Curtis. I'm saying nationally.
You're the homer who says he's the best coach in the NBA.
Yeah, because he's proven
that. A year ago, you said he should be fired.
Of course, I was wrong. I was wrong about Joe Mazzulla.
That's a lot of growth in a year from fire to the best.
That proves Wiggy's point because we were all calling for Joe Mazzulla's job with a pretty similar roster. So
Wiggy and I agreed that Ime Udoka did more getting the team with Marcus Smart to within 3 wins of a championship than 2 wins of a championship than what Mazzulla did last year. We had that exact conversation.
No, we had
Wiggy said that
they would miss
Udoka because he was coaching and that players on the team wanted him because Mazzulla wasn't the right
guy.
And
I was wrong about how players feel about Joe
Mazzulla. You're wrong about the Celtics not being the best team.
What did Mazzulla do that Ime couldn't do? Win a championship.
He won, yes.
He won, everybody on the same page.
Right, but Mazzulla took that team and they missed the NBA Finals the next year.
They did miss the NBA Finals.
Why did that happen?
Well, because Jason Tatum got hurt in Game 7 against...
So they got down 3-0, and that was not the coach's
fault? He climbed their way back, and then he got hurt in Game 7.
Wasn't there an issue, too, with the fact that he got hurt? It was all about managing Jason Tatum, and that would fall on the coach.
And the other issue
I think that's, like, to be on Team Curtis on this, you have to believe that the roster is it essentially in basketball, and that a coach really has.
But let's go back to Ime's year.
Can't Phoenix win?
Let's go to Ime's year as the head coach when they got within 2 games of a championship.
Yeah,
would you say that roster was the same as talented or less talented than the one that won the championship last year?
I would say that the roster that won last year was a little bit more talented, but not by much.
Yeah, okay, I agree. Much more talented. That's right.
No, not by much.
So who was the Porzingis on the Celtics?
Yeah, but you didn't have Porzingis for the majority of the playoffs.
You had him in the NBA Finals.
You had a one-legged Porzingis in the NBA Finals.
Who was your best player in games 1 and 2 at home?
He wasn't your best player in game one. Your best player in game one was Jrue Holiday.
Okay, then game one, he opened up that game and made it.
Game two, or whatever game, one of those games he had a big game.
The game that we watched in Springfield was
Curtis,
game one.
I understand. One of those games he had a big game, but Jrue Holiday was one of your guys.
Didn't Shime say Porzingis was going to be the MVP, and we came on the air and said, wow, Shime, what a call. He's going to be the MVP. I think that happened.
Let us not forget he had Ennis Freedom.
Yes, he did.
Right.
My favorite. The ones and the twos are interchangeable, okay, when you look around the NBA. To me, what he has been able to do with the 3 and the 4 and the 5, get that out of those guys on this team, that's coaching.
Right. That's what I give him credit for.
Right.
But
also where Eric Spoelstra is able to get that team with essentially just Jimmy Butler is – Like, I mean, that's
I give Spoelstra a good job for what he does. But even with the ones and the twos, it's still the coach that has to make sure he's getting those guys to buy in and getting the best out of the ones and the twos. You know, your top two players.
I mean, if you look at today's player, whether it's this sport or any other, we talk about it all the time, isn't what Joe Mazzulla did in dropping everything and flying to Paris to help Jason Tatum during the Olympics, isn't that a great move by a coach in this? It pains me to say it, but in this era that he's coaching in. Like,
yeah, but I don't doubt that Ime wouldn't do the same thing. But Joe Mazzulla, you can see how much the guys love him. It's the same, and we were worried that that was going to be the biggest difference after the Ime scandal. So it's a great call that Joe Mazzulla flew out and was able to be there for Tatum. And
Ime's issue was not the amount of love he had for those around him.
No, I think the players respected Ime, and I think Ime did a good job with those guys.
Yep.
But he wasn't unable to unlock player 3, 4, 5, 6, and maybe 7, like you said.
Can I ask you a question, Wiggy?
Don't forget 10, my guy Pete Pritch.
Yeah, Pete.
and for Greg, number 11 off the bench, 00. If Ime was the coach of the Celtics last year, do they win the championship, Wiggy?
I don't know.
No, I know. We don't know. It's a hypothetical. I'm asking you.
I can't answer that because I have no clue.
What are you talking about? This is all we do in sports radio.
No,
we
it's
do,
not
we
all
do
we do.
Hypotheticals.
So that would be me saying if Bill Belichick was the coach of this team, they'd be 2-1. I don't know.
Of course, people talk like that all the time.
I don't know.
The reason you're not answering is because you know the answer.
No, I don't know the answer.
Okay, Greg, let me ask you. If Ime was the coach of the Celtics last year, what do you think happened?
I think so, but I do think, Curtis, that you have to give Joe Mazzulla credit when
it comes to It's not taking credit away. It's asking about the same roster.
Mm-hmm.
We all agree that Ime Udoka took a less talented team to within 2 wins of a championship, right? We just agreed to that.
Yeah, but it's not by much.
Right, okay. So a more talented team without Marcus Smart, does Ime Udoka win a championship with the Celtics?
I would hope so.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
But that doesn't mean that's going to happen because look at the rosters on some of these teams.
Would Derek White have been the player that he was under Ime Udoka? I don't know. I give some credit to that
right.
to Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah, but we're not. None of us are saying Ime Udoka is even close to being the best coach in the league right now.
I mean,
that's like.
Can you beat Wiggy's whole declaration about the best coach? Can you be it after winning a championship? Just one, I guess. I mean, do you need more body of work on that?
Here's what I would
forever
say.
Forever it was Phil Jackson. Then it was Popovich.
But it's about right now.
The better way to do it, Courtney, and you might agree with this, the better way to do it is not say, well, you got Jason Tatum, you got this one, you got that one, you got this one. It would be take Mazzulla and put him as head coach of the Phoenix Suns. Put him as head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. Put him as head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Would he elevate?
Would he be able to get those guys to buy in and win a championship? I think he would. That's why I say he is the best coach in the NBA.
What about we flip coaches in the NBA Finals? Which team wins the series? Jason Kidd with the Celtics or Joe Mazzulla with the Mavericks?
Joe Mazzulla with the Mavs. Because I think Jason Kidd made a ton of mistakes in that game.
That series wasn't even close.
And I think part of it was because he made a ton of mistakes in that game.
Wow, that's a shot at Tatum saying he'd lose if his coach changed.
No, I think Tatum's a great player, but I think Mazzulla would get more from Luka Doncic than Jason Kidd gets from him.
Honestly, best coach in the NBA right now is probably LeBron James. this is Joe. Joe? Hey, Joe. All right.
He agreed with me.
Joe. He was agreeing. Oh, yeah. What's up, Joe?
Wiggy, please, buddy, please. Can you please stop while you're ahead, buddy? What? I've been listening to sports talk radio for 30 years. There's things that you say sometimes, honestly. I want to drive my car off the road.
I've been listening to it for
Wiggy,
20 years, too. So
for you to come on this radio station to say that the Boston Celtics does not have the best roster in the NBA is absolutely Ridiculous.
So, Joe, listen, clearly you weren't listening. Joe, clearly you weren't listening. He's got to be in his 70s because he's got massive wax buildup in his ears. Massive.
Oh, the ear thing?
Oh, he is so... I said that NBA prognosticators, like that word?
Yeah.
People who know a lot about the NBA, that cover the NBA, would say that the Celtics don't have the best roster overall.
But they do.
I think they do.
Yeah.
But there would be people who say they don't. If you were to ask Shaq that, or you were to ask Kenny Smith that, Charles Barkley, I'm talking about guys like that. So, Joe, clean the wax out of your ears. I think they have the best roster, but I said the majority of those NBA people would say they don't. They have a talented roster, yeah, but some people would say Milwaukee's roster is better. The only problem was Giannis Dame Lillard got hurt, or Giannis got hurt.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying when I'm talking to NBA people. So, Joe, please, we love when you call, but I know a guy that can clean the wax out of your ears, and he'll do it for the donut.
All right, well, the quest to repeat begins Friday.
It does.
Those guys are back in camp and ready to go, and thank God, based on the current situation sports-wise in this city, in this region.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to Courtney into what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by The 99. And Shime, I've been doing my research and just want to let you know that Hanson had at least three top 40 singles.
Oh, can you name them?
Yeah, I just had them all up, actually.
Oh, no. Can you name them?
Well, one of them was Thinking of You, which was one of the ones that I said when we talked about it the first time. But I Will Come to You, Where's the Love in This Time Around, also.
But did you when I played that song, did you know any of those songs off the top of your head?
I just said to you, Thinking of You was one of the ones that I said I knew that song.
I was talking about the other ones that you just read off the...
not by name. I would
okay,
have to go
that's
listen.
What I thought. One hit one.
One hit wonder, but they made a top 40, so.
One hit wonder.
Okay. Somebody else needs a ear, nose, and throat. I can help y'all with to get the wax out.
Haven't you learned not to come at Skinny Shine?
Skinny Shine.
Very aggressive.
And you know what? The disrespect, because somebody was like, oh, Shine must be in the bathroom. He's not there. And I went in the Twitch and I said, he is actually in the studio. He's so skinny, you can't see him in the frame.
Nice.
So I give a lot of compliments to Shine.
Thank you. I give you compliments too. I'm just saying, you know. One
hit. You're on. The Red Sox beat the Blue Jays in 10 innings. Final score 6-5 yesterday. That's their fourth win in a row. They've got another one in Toronto tonight, 7:07 first pitch. With Richard Fitz getting the start, you can hang out with Coop at 6:07 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call in the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. And it is now time to put someone in timeout.
You're in timeout. Let's find out who's getting a timeout this week. Brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. Timeoutmarket.com.
I'll start. People will hate this, but Todd McShay needs to take a lap because he came at Travis Kelce saying that his off-season antics, him traveling the country, traveling the world to see his girlfriend play, is the reason that he's fallen off this season.
He's not wrong.
What are we talking about? There are so many players that come in after doing really bad things in their lives. Deshaun Watson fell off after tons of women claimed that he was sexually assaulting them. And everyone's like, what happened to Deshaun Watson? The fact that Travis Kelce's out living his life and you're going to say that's the reason. Travis Kelce's going to be fine. Come playoffs, you're all going to be biting your tongue.
I have to say, I hate to agree with Wiggy, but OBJ was a punchline because of one photo on a boat before a playoff game. Travis Kelce has been basically OBJ for a full year.
It's a hot boy summer for Trav.
And if you do that, that's fine. But if you don't back it up.
All right. Anybody else to put in timeout?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Courtney on this one. I'm going to put Shime in timeout here because I just did a little quick Google. And the Hansons, they have one number one hit.
Yes, Wiggy, Courtney already read off the Google page. That's why I said, could you name them prior to that?
Duck, go.
They had six top 10 hits. So I think that, I feel like when you're a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, you only have one hit.
Yeah.
It's in the name.
And then the rest of your songs are not even like in the top 100.
Right.
So to be.
Hanson's a one-hit wonder.
To have 10, six or have six top 10 hits in the Billboard, Courtney, I'd have to rock with you on this.
Just like Joe Mazzulla is the best coach in basketball, Hanton is a one-hit wonder.
And I would just...
In advance, sorry, Curtis. In advance of him coming on the show tomorrow, I'm going to put Craig Breslow in timeout.
Ooh.
Because this team was performing fantastically prior to the trade deadline. And you're going to finish this season most likely just a couple games out of that wild card spot. And you didn't do what you needed to do at the deadline to improve this team, especially when it came to pitching. And so that's who I'm putting in timeout.
I thought you were going to say Billy O'Brien for not giving you some merch.
We'll talk to Billy O'Brien about that tomorrow morning.
I would like to put every person who wasted their breath and their story space on Brady being awful in the booth as Netflix. We discussed earlier, they didn't call Greg Olson, everybody's sweetheart. They called Tom Brady because they wanted that buzz in their booth on Christmas. That's not what happened.
Well, Time Out Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com. And you've got to try the 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 Big Deal Meals, four hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the roasted turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You got to love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
The Twitch chat is just awesome. Oh, by the way, on Twitch, you could see James having an acai bowl yesterday, Greg. We were twitting with you. Oh. I don't know if Mitch has it, but while we're waiting, 61 degrees. And cloudy, afternoon high of 66, and there he is. He loves the acai. We get the Power Bowl.
Oh, yum.
Oh, look
the
at that.
Power
look
Bowl's the, oh. thick.
Yeah.
He's got the peanut butter all over his cute little mouth.
I mean, he is just a wonder. That's the weather, and I hope everybody goes outside and breathes the fresh air.